This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 451, how to be fabulously flexible with the IELTS passage paragraphs. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we answer three questions about strategies and guidance regarding paragraphs of varying lengths. Learn how much to read and what you can skip on the IELTS reading exam. Hey, Lindsay, what's shaking?
Oh, what's shaking? We haven't heard that as a start to the episodes in a while. What is shaking? Let's see. Well, my afternoon is, I've been working today, but I enjoy my work. So that is the key to success in life, just enjoying what you do every day. Yeah.
Exactly. I woke up super early this morning. I taught a student. I had a personal coach student, a one-on-one lesson with a student in China. So I woke up at like 6 in the morning.
Wow, that's awesome.
To teach her, because it's, I really want to try and work in as much as I can for you guys. Mm-hmm. Started my day off with an awesome mock speaking exam, went for a run with my dog, and now we're doing this. Like, it's a great day.
It is a good day. It's a good day. It's good to be inspired by your work. You know, that can go a long way.
I love the flexibility of what we do, and I love that I can, like, I have found the comfort for me. The most motivating thing, like, I wake up, I turn on my coffee, and like I work for like about an hour. Like, that's the first thing I do, and then I get stoked. I'm like, oh, I answered emails, I got this done. And like, just starting that way is like, it's so great. Good. I love it.
Yeah, love it. Awesome. So hopefully our listeners will get into a good study plan, right, where they can get into the same rhythm.
Yes, guys, that's the key. We're always being, you guys are busy. You don't have time, maybe like a whole 2-hour chunk. So split it up. Wake up a bit early, put in, 45 minutes in the morning. If that works for you, if your body clock is one to which you are motivated like that, like, I love working in the morning. So guys, if you do as well, work it in.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's all about, how badly do you want your vision, your future vision? You got to find a way to do it, guys.
Exactly, exactly. And you can do it.
You can.
Okay, so a lot of our students are doing it. We see how hard they're working because they are really reflecting and thinking about the material in the course and asking really good questions in the closed Facebook group. So we have a three-parter today, guys, all about reading. Okay, do you want to read the student's first question here?
Okay, here we go. So, question one. So the student asks, what is the strategy to skim when we have reading passages consisting of about 5+ sections of 3 to 4 small and big paragraphs? Is it still okay to read the first 2 to 3 lines?
So, okay, here's the message, guys. You have to be flexible with some of the strategies. You guys are adults. You're smart, right? Use your logic. So here, guys, the answer is no. You don't always have to read the first 2 or 3 lines, all right? So basically, if it's a short paragraph, I would say 4 or 5 lines. If it's a short paragraph and we're skimming, we do this before we look at the questions, just a reminder. If it's a short paragraph, just read the first line. So our goal in skimming, we're not finding answers, right? That's not the point. You're not circling keywords that are going to help you find answers. You are just getting the main idea of the passage. So if it's what was that?
That was a dog outside. Did you hear that? That's so funny.
I can hear like everything in your environment. That's amazing. Okay.
That's so, so funny.
If it's a short paragraph, just read the first line, guys. If it's a long paragraph, like really long, then read the first three lines. If it's an average size paragraph, read the first two lines. And if you don't know what like small, medium, large paragraphs might look like, you need to expose yourself to more practice tests and just get used to what passages present as, right? So you know, yep. Oh, this is a normal size paragraph. I'm going to read the first two lines. Okay. So okay. Again, just be flexible there. Okay. Yeah. Hello, awesome students. If you want to practice and learn the same strategies that have helped many 3Key students get 9s on IELTS reading, like Kenji, Renata, Diego, Rachel, Lucas, and many more, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
So it sounds like it's all about having the strategy, but then having a little flexibility. Once we know the strategy, we can have the confidence to work in our flexibility. Is that right?
Exactly. Exactly. So guys, you have to practice in a controlled way first. So it's not surprising or confusing, right? So that's why in our course, we present these strategies and then allow you to practice them in a comprehensible way, right? So you're not faced with outside difficulties like totally different size paragraphs or whatever. Yeah. So practice being confident in the strategies, mastering each skill individually, and then we give you the tough IELTS practice. And I can tell you guys, the IELTS practice in our course is tough. It's like the most challenging side of the IELTS exam because, you know, I have high expectations of you guys and I want you to practice with the best. So that's what
you get. That's why our students get good scores. There you go.
Exactly. Okay. So what is her next question?
Okay. All right. Here we go. Here's the question. So in the same situation as I mentioned above, how to skim and decide for matching headings questions, how should we do that is the first question she's asking, I think. Mm-hmm. And secondly, would we still consider beginning or endings of the first paragraph or of all three?
Okay, I love this because this is tough. This is a really good question. So what she's talking about is sometimes there will be a passage that is divided into sections and each section has 1 to 3 paragraphs. Okay, so the basic strategy for matching headings to paragraphs, you look at each paragraph, beginning and end, that's where the answer should be. But what if there are 2 paragraphs in the section? You still focus on the strategy. Okay. So if there are 3 paragraphs in the one section, first of all, they're going to be short paragraphs. So that means just read the first line of the first paragraph. The placement of the main idea, which headings are main ideas, the placement of the main idea does not change. It's still going to be at the beginning or end of the section. So we're still going to focus on that, the beginning of the first paragraph there. And then if you can't find it there, then the end of the last paragraph. Okay. So yeah.
And for any of our, did you want to say something else?
No. That was it.
Okay. I was just thinking, you know, for any of our listeners who, you know, if you feel like you're a little disconnected, you don't know these strategies from the start, if you don't, you know, this episode is going to resonate a bit more with our listeners who are in our course, right? Because they will have had that base foundation of already knowing the strategies. But guys, again, if you're not in the course, get in the course. I mean, that's how you're going to know from the start. You start with the good strategies, the foundation, and then these questions, these answers will start to make a little more sense.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, in fact, we just added extra practice to the reading module. So there is practice. I wrote a new scientific passage because I tend, like when I write material, it's stuff that I'm also interested in, right? So it'll be like entertainment or like other stuff. So I'm really trying to focus on including all the topics you guys need. So the new practice practice in the reading module, and it is about matching headings to paragraphs, and it's also names to statements, which is another thing you guys need to practice. It's an article about finding new planets or new possible planets to support life in our universe. Like, it's fascinating. Anyway, it's tough, it's scientific, but it is practicing that question type. So guys, if you're in our course, you need to check out, go back to the reading module if you already finished it, because there's more stuff there now.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And if you're not in the course, guys, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And then there is one last question. Should we address that, Jessica, or do we already kind of touch on that?
We could talk about it quickly. Okay. I mean, so she asks for resources, right? Where can she find difficult reading material like that? And I don't feel comfortable recommending a lot of resources, guys. Our course I know is IELTS valid because we made it that way. Other than that, the Cambridge IELTS practice books, even if you get the older versions, guys, they're probably cheaper, right? Like version, I would say books 1 to 4. Are going to be a bit older, so a bit cheaper, hopefully. There's still not a lot of difference, guys. It's the same question types. It's not going to hurt you to practice with these older textbooks, especially if they're cheaper. So get those. If not, numbers 7 to the current, I believe there's 11 or 12 now. Those reflect the most current version of the test. But anyway, any of those, that's where you go.
Okay, good to know. And in our course, we do give you guys 2 full practice tests. And if you choose the personal coach plan, which we definitely recommend, you get 3 practice tests. So
yeah,
those Cambridge books are good for extra practice after you finished our practice tests.
Exactly. Cool. Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, guys, that personal coach package is incredible. You get an hour and a half with me on Skype. We focus on mock speaking, personalized writing feedback. I tell you exactly how to increase the score, get what you need on your next exam, like exactly what exercises to do to like improve specific things. But then you also get that 3rd practice test. So yeah, pretty amazing.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense to choose that plan, guys. So look at that plan when you go over to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and get in there now. All right. Very cool.
Awesome.
All right. Well, we are done for today, Jessica. It's been fun as always.
Super fun. Enjoy the rest of your day, Lindsay.
All right. You too. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.